Neil Reynolds joins us now. And Neil, we've been discussing your team selection for the Worksop game for a long time now in the build-up to this. It's been a very encouraging pre-season. This is exactly the game you wanted for answering some questions.
100%. You know, listen, you can only give people so many chances. And listen, the lads have been superb in pre-season. You know, to a man, absolutely fantastic. But it comes down to which 18, 19 are going to make it. And you've seen tonight for yourselves or people that have watched the game. I thought two or three people struggled tonight. I don't think they affected the game as much as what I wanted them to affect the game. But, you know, that's part of our preparations. And I asked the squad a different set of questions tonight. You can see with my first kind of half team, you know, I played some people that haven't played together a lot of football, and can they work it out? Then I threw on the 89 subs, and can they go and, you know, work it out? And they did. But, you know, for me, I'm not saying anyone's got a cross against them, name, Ben. I think that'd be a bit unfair. But, you know, with me and Charlie Ennis were speaking on the bench, and you can see probably up here down there that, you know, maybe who won't make it, and that's going to be unfortunate.
Yes, and those are the decisions you have to make as the managers, you know. And it has been a really good pre-season, but I have to say, in the first half, that my first point I made at half time was that was an advert for Charlie Munro in midfield. I have no disrespect to the midfielders who were in there, it's just it didn't work. Zuck was free on this right-hand side, but instead of, you know, switching play like we have done throughout pre-season, we just stuck on the wing that we were on, and that's kind of what we were missing, I think.
I'm glad, Ben, you said that, because that's the understanding that I like to communicate with people about. That's exactly what we missed. And listen, and that's not against the lads who were in there, but it's just not, we haven't done it without Charlie Munro. And you can see where the midfield is developing now. You can see, you know, where we can get better and what we need to do. And you can, I know if you've watched us in pre-season, you're probably getting your 8 and 9 out of your 11 now, that you could probably say, yep. But Charlie Munro has been a fantastic signing. And you can see the relationship that he has with Charlie, Oliver behind him. You know, you can see the relationship that, you know, at times he's had with Michael Donoghue. And we miss him. But these three games ought to play Charlie Munro every single game. It's to get him 120, 130 minutes worth of football. And he's doing no harm to stake his claim in, you know, for starting the season.
That being said, how pleased are you the fact that we were off it tonight, but we still managed to score four goals? And the four goals which, you know, we've kind of just dug it out. And there's going to be games like this where we're not on it. And we've still, you know, Van Wyk's got a goal. Bilardo's got himself a goal. McLaughlin's got himself a goal. We've got goals out of nothing, really.
We had I think it's fair to say we had about 80% of possession first half. And if you think, Longridge kind of came and parked the bus because
their offside trap was good, though.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. But we didn't move the ball quick enough, so we didn't have that breaker. You know, maybe our 10 didn't go beyond the 9. Maybe our two wide men didn't come in, whether or not Max Kane's not used to playing that role. Maybe not. We stood flat as a four, so we couldn't get Donoghue running in behind, which meant we couldn't get our fullbacks out. So there was lots of things. And I always, Ben, I've said this loads of times, you can have a bad time on the ball. I don't mind people giving the ball away, but it's what you do off the ball. And movement and shape and structure is a massive part of football, and 90% of it. You know, and at times we just stood static. Did we think that Longridge, you know, were going to give us a gift, and it wasn't? So I'm, you know, that maybe comes down to maybe a different type of front four that we're looking at. I still think you've got a Keane Baru and a Dante Gabidon to go in there and affect it. I still think you could, you know, potentially put an Elliot Morris wider, Jay Fitz wider, maybe a Donoghue into the 10, you know, with Griffiths and Charlie behind it. Who knows? You've got kind of lots of options, but that's for them to work out, you know, and will be. We don't change the way we play. We sometimes change the clientele of the players, but over the course of pre-season, every one of them who's played has given a really good account of themselves. It's just getting to crunch point now, and if you can handle the pressure, you step on. If you can't, you kind of make way, and that's football, unfortunately.
Now, this has transpired to be a really good opponent.
Yeah.
They've been on it. I mean, the man of the match, if we base it on being fair, is probably one of their midfielders, either Harris or Fletcher.
Look at the side, you've got Scott Harris, you've got Morgan Thompson-Smith, you've got Jack Anderton, you've got Wilkes, they're all capable, Hakan Burton, all capable of playing this level. They're probably 4 weeks ahead of us, they've come in early, they're starting Saturday. But we had to, I'm not saying we had to be at our best to beat Longridge, that's not our action, we weren't at our best tonight. But it's just, there will be games this season, we're not at it. You know, our preparation won't be any different. It'll just be one of them games that a team might come and we've got to find a way. And I was listening to Sky Sports today, And they were talking about Manchester United. And for Man United to be a top four, they were saying, is that they've got to find a way against the lesser sides to break lines and get in and to go into that top four, because City have got Liverpool and so on. And I look at us tonight, and I think that, and I think it, maybe last season against your Atherton's and Liver's Edges, can we find a way? You know, sometimes we're just a bit laborious sideways and backwards, and when we move it forward and when we get our rotations right and our movement right, then we're unplayable. But if there's games this season that, for whatever reason, mentality doesn't allow us to do that, we've got to find a way to win, and we've done that tonight, which I'm happy about.
Yeah. Next up, Forward Amateurs on Friday.
Yep.
Then we've got the Nuneaton trip away. At what point are you going to whittle it down?
Saturday.
Yeah. Is that it? Before Saturday or after Saturday?
No, so they all know. So the squad text went out yesterday. They've all been told their allocation of minutes that they're playing over the three games. They've all been told that it's only fair after the Nuneaton game. The four or five that are going to depart, I'll tell them. It's a shame that Brian and Mike aren't here to give us some backup.
How convenient.
Yeah, so it's like I said, I'll go back to my point. You know, there might be people who've watched and go, oh, that's a bit unfair. Oh, I would have kept him, would have kept that. But, you know, you judged on your squad depth, you judged on your playing style, you judge on your playing ability, you judge on results, and it looks like it might be not a solo decision. You know, I'm still in contact with Brian every day and Mike every day and Chaz, but it's going to come a decision that I've just got to tell the lads, because it's only fair that they get the opportunity, if they're not going to play here, to play elsewhere. And there were some managers in the crowd today that have been invited down to look at maybe three or four that I've given names to. So, you know, that's football, isn't it? But no, it'll definitely be after Saturday, and going to Stocksbridge on Tuesday will be the 18th. You know, and that's only fair.
Well, Neil, that's it for Broadhurst Park for pre-season. Next time will be his workshop. So a big good luck preparations heading into Fulwood and Nuneaton. And the ground staff, hard at work.
Never stops.
And Neil, big thank you for joining us, and all the best for Fulwood on
Brilliant.
Friday.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.